listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to continue our study in Psalm 37. That's right, the 37th Psalm. And if you have access to a Bible, if you can sit down, grab a cup of coffee or maybe a glass or a cup of tea and join us today as we open the Bible and consider His Word. I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. So many things you'll find there, but especially that would be important today is to hear the first message in this series. Now, if you haven't heard that, you can go to the website and hear the first part. Now, this is the second part of this series. I'm not sure how many parts there's actually going to be before we get done. But you can go back and hear all of the programs there at the website, considerhisword.org. Now, also, while you're there, we'd love for you to click on the link that says Contact Us, and we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. This is just a little notebook. It'll fit into a shirt pocket, fit into your purse or a Bible case. Take it to church with you and write down those prayer requests so that you can remember and then bring them before the Lord as you pray for those prayer requests when you hear them. So the prayer journals are absolutely free. You just simply have to write to us. You can do it through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. You can email me directly at considerhisword@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. I want to remind you of one thing, because this happened a couple of times this week, actually, as we had people write to us. I had one by email, especially, that asked for a prayer journal, and then they never sent me an address. So when you write to us, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast, give us an address where we can send a prayer journal. I feel bad because I asked that address, and I never heard back from them. So I'd like to get this prayer journal to them as well. So, again, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast. Give us an address. We'll get these out to you just as quick as we can. So in Psalm 37, we've been talking about the abundant life, how that, you know, Jesus promised to give us life more abundantly. In John chapter 10, Jesus said, "I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." You know, we often talk about having eternal life in Christ, that when we trust Him as our Savior, we have everlasting life, eternal life. But you see, following Christ is more than just looking forward to heaven, as exciting as that may be, but it's also walking with Him every day, hearing from Him, spending time in His Word, walking with Him. And He said that He would give us now life more abundantly. So let me ask you this. Are you enjoying the abundant life? Are you living life abundantly as Jesus promised? Now, what does that look like? I believe it's a life of joy, a life that overcomes circumstances and those problems, a life knowing that we can trust the Lord and put everything into His hand. And really, in Psalm 37, I believe that David here tells us how we can have and how we can enjoy that abundant life. Now, I want to read this whole passage of Scripture again. It's Psalm 37, I want to begin reading in verse 1. We covered those last week and went down really through verse 3, but I want to read the whole passage again so we can kind of put it all together. So Psalm 37, it's a psalm of David. He said, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil." Now, we talked about the first one last week, and that was to trust the Lord. We go back to verse 3, where he says, "Trust in the Lord and do good." And we talked about trusting the Lord. You got to trust him. It begins by knowing him. And so I want to encourage you to trust the Lord. You know, we trust him for everything. Again, we quoted this last week. I'm going to give it to you again. And if you don't have this memorized, you ought to memorize Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Now, I know it's one thing to say it, and it's one thing to quote the verse, but it's another thing sometimes to do it, to just let go and let God. I was talking to someone this week that was dealing with an issue in their family and dealing with a problem, and I just told them, sometimes you've just got to let go and let God handle it. And that's where the trust comes in, that we just trust him with it, give it to him. And we talked a lot about that last week, so I want to move on to the next one. In the next verse, so the first thing in abundant life, abundant living, is trusting the Lord. The second thing, you'll see in verse 4, that says, "Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You know, to delight thyself in the Lord simply means that you find joy in God. You find joy in serving him. You find joy in living him, living for him. And so to delight in the Lord means that we enjoy him, that we enjoy serving him, enjoy trusting him. You know, Job talked to us a little bit about this delighting in the Lord and finding that delight, that enjoyment in him. We go back to Job chapter 22. I want to read just a couple of verses over here. Job 22, beginning in verse 21, he said, whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumeth. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Therefore good shall come to thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shall thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the mighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up the face unto God. Now, here is a formula that we can know the Lord. Notice that he said, first of all, in verse 21, acquaint thyself with him. Get to know him. Certainly, that comes by trusting him, getting close to him. You know how you get to know someone? You spend time with them. You go out and you sit down over maybe a meal or a cup of coffee, and you just talk and talk and talk. And you get to know them. How much time have you spent getting to know the Lord? Job said, acquaint thyself with him and be at peace. Get to know him. Get to know his word. He says, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up his words in thine heart. Where have we heard that before? He says to get to know him, get to know his words. And where it says to lay up his words in thy heart, You know, it brings to mind that psalm in Psalm 119, verse 11, where, again, the psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Similar language here, to lay up his words in thine heart. Now, I was always taught that that meant to memorize the word, and maybe it does. But I think it's more than that. I think it's taking the word of God and making it such a part of us that we know it, that we know the word of God, and that the Spirit of God can bring that up back to our mind as we need it. So lay up his word, not just by memorizing, but learning it and studying it and reading it. Not only get to know the Lord, get acquainted with him, but get to know his word as well. Now, verse 23, we're still in Job 22, by the way. He says, "If you return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up, thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles or dwelling places." He says, return to the Almighty. That is repentance, that you repent of your sin. Many times we talk of repentance as being a one-time event, but I think it's something that ought to be ongoing all the time, that we repent of our sin, that we are mindful of that sin, and that we turn away from it when we know we've committed that sin. We repent of that sin. He said to turn away, and turn away from the sin, turn to the Almighty, and he says, and then you'll put away iniquity, that sin, far from your dwelling places, far from your house. Return to the Lord, turn away from the sin, and then he said, then. First of all, he said, you'll be prosperous. He speaks of all of this gold and silver and so on. But then he says, you'll delight in the Almighty. We go back to see it in verse 23. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then he speaks of having all of this gold. Verse 26, for then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Notice, he said, after you get acquainted with God, get acquainted with his word, find the peace he speaks of in verse 21. I think that comes with salvation. Repent of your sin, turn away from those things. And he says, then you'll be prosperous and you will delight in the Almighty. And in that delight, God will hear and answer your prayer. God will help you keep your commitment to him. I want to keep going. This is an amazing passage of scripture. He said, verse 27, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vow. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then shalt thou say, there's lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. I believe when he talks about that thou shalt make a decree a thing, I think that has to do with the gospel, of preaching the gospel, telling people about the Lord. And God will open that way, and people will see your example, and they will want to follow the Lord. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. There's the prayer. You know, don't come to God arrogantly or boastfully, but prayerfully and humbly. So trust him. And then he says, delight also in the Lord. Rejoice in him. Give him glory. Thanks for listening.
Consider
God bless you.
His word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. Thank you.